Blog Talk Radio.
Oh no, oh no, oh no.
Yo, yo, yo.
Oh no, you didn't.
Sucker tried to play me, but you never paid me, never.
Oh no, you didn't.
Payback is a coming, you will be running forever.
Oh no, you didn't.
Until I get my vengeance, I will never end this mayhem.
Oh no, you didn't.
I'm a mercenary, you ain't got a prayer, you owe me.
Oh no, you didn't. That's the theme for the day.
That is a true story.
Mm-hmm. Good morning, happy Thursday, and welcome to another edition of Masterpiece Theater.
That accent is hot, woman.
Oh, can we all just take a big nap together?
No.
Yeah, you had to think about it. See, you guys see, snow has been a bad influence on the ginger. Mm. Mm-hmm.
Snow is all your fault.
Mm-hmm. Look, I'm trying to Twitter and talk at the same time. Oh, okay. Here's the top of the. Oh no, you didn't. Hurricane Irene, really? You couldn't come here?
I know. We had sweet tea. We had biscuits. We had all the, you know, little hurricane parties planned, and we ain't got nothing.
How dare you go to the East Coast? They don't even know what to do with the hurricane.
No, East Coast has gotten everything recently. They got the earthquake. Now they're getting Irene. We hate you, East Coast.
Okay, I did tell you all last year, and you all laughed at me when I told you that the Earth was angry and she was going to start taking it out on us. That's why we had ice storms in Texas in the winter,
mm-hmm.
snow, and now earthquakes on the East Coast and hurricanes going there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I like the shift in natural disasters. I wanted to keep ours.
Yes.
I think ours are the best because we knew it was coming.
Yes. Yeah, I had this argument with somebody the other day. They're like, you know what? I would rather have an earthquake or a volcano than a tornado. And it's kind of like, you know what? At least with a tornado, you know the storm is coming and you can prepare. Even a hurricane, you know the storm is coming, you can prepare. An earthquake, a volcano, not so much.
No, it just blows up and bam, you're dead.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, tornadoes, not so much. We can't put them on the list because they're kind of sudden too, but...
Yeah.
But we don't live in Tornado Alley, so.
No. Thankfully, no.
Although I have come face to face with one, I will tell you that.
Well, where I live in Texas, it's pretty common for tornadoes during a certain part of the year. But,
When I say face to face, I mean on the way to work. This has been some years ago.
Ooh.
Driving along the feeder road, the toll road here in Houston, a tornado mm-hmm. decided, hey, how you doing? And dropped down, like, a few feet from me.
Oh, nice.
It went back up. It was really a quick two-second thing, but it was enough for me to do a U-turn in the middle of the expressway and say, I'm getting off here, and I don't care what the rest of you do.
I'm done.
Yeah. I'm done, and I'm not going to work today. I called in and said, I'm going to call in. I have a bad case of the tornadoes. I'm not coming. And they were like, what happened?
Bad case of the tornadoes.
Mm.
Oh, my God.
That is, and everybody's like, oh, that sounds cool. What did it look like? It looked like I was going to die. That's what it looked like, and I got out of harm's way.
Oh, my God.
Okay. But just so you know, I did everything wrong. Obviously, if you see a tornado drop down, you're supposed to get, you know, out of your vehicle and close to the ground. But I was like, no. Standard.
Never mind. Yeah.
It was a standard. I downshifted and revved. Oh no, you cannot have me. So
Ninja driver Corey.
I sure was Ninja. And another no, you didn't is Ginger's got a story juicy, and I'm about to Twitter it at the same time.
Yes, GamePolitics.com this morning, and I've actually seen this everywhere: Fox News, Yahoo, everywhere, even on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Steve Jobs resigns from Apple CEO post.
Oh,
yeah. All right, so longtime Apple founder, figurehead, and CEO Steve Jobs has resigned from the company today, spooking investors and putting the company's future into question. Jobs resigned effective immediately in a letter sent to the company's board of directors. The company immediately named Tim Cook its previous chief operating officer to the post. In a letter to Apple's board, Jobs wrote that if there ever came a day when I could no longer meet my duties and expectations as Apple's CEO, I would be the first to let you know. Unfortunately, that day has come. Jobs also strongly recommended that Cook take his place. The board obviously honored that request. He went on to say that he'd like to continue to serve as the company's chairman of the board, director, and Apple employee. He also said, I believe Apple's brightest and most innovative days are ahead of it, and I look forward to watching and contributing to its success in a new role. Colin Gillis, a financial analyst for BGC, told Reuters that investors should take the announcement in stride and not be alarmed. Colin says, I will say to investors, don't panic and remain calm. It's the right thing to do. Steve will be chairman and Cook is CEO. You know, in the past couple of years, past year and several months, there's been a lot of speculation that Steve Jobs may have some form of an illness, cancer, or something going on that he's battling. And I'm hoping this is not the reason why he's stepping down. I hope it's just, you know, it's time for him to enjoy his family.
No, let me go ahead and start the rumor. The cancer is called I Have Another Baby's Mama, and she threatened to sue me.
Oh, you think that's what it is?
I don't know. I'm just starting a rumor.
Oh.
But it would be completely feasible.
This is true. This is very, very, very true. And I'm hoping it's nothing like that. I'm hoping it's just one of those, you know what, I've done this for so long. This is my baby. I'm ready to hand it over to somebody else and enjoy my retirement kind of thing.
Kind of like what Bill Gates did.
Yeah. I'll watch over it from right here. I'm close by. I'll smack you around if you get out of line.
Well, you can't smack him around when you don't have that power. But, you know, Bill Gates left, and he was like, screw it. You don't hear him involved with Microsoft at all.
No.
He didn't come back. He doesn't ask any questions. They call it, Bill, what do we do? I don't work there. Stop calling me.
you're right. The only time I ever see Bill Gates in the news nowadays is, you know, oh, Bill Gates is seen dancing with so-and-so, or was at this party and had this hot blonde on his arm, or da-da-da-da.
What? Isn't he married? Oh, that's not good. That's not good.
Yes,
but you know,
some speculation there.
But you know, honestly, if I was married to a man that had the amount of money Bill Gates had, I really wouldn't care if he was dancing with hot blonde. Because he knows that if he doesn't act right, if he comes home and tells me I'm leaving you and marrying said hot blonde, I get half that money, and I'm sure he doesn't want that. So you can go do what you want, honey. Knock yourself out. So long as you don't propose, you have a good time. I'll be over here with the Cabana Boy. I'll see you at Christmas.
I see you at Christmas. That is hot.
Corey,
I love you.
I love y'all too. Y'all not love y'all. Well, and other interesting juice going on because, you know, it all just broke out. And thank God I don't own a stock in Apple. Well, then again, maybe I should pick up some. Who knows? Because it's going to drop really low today. Well, apparently the Wooga CEO, y'all know that company we keep talking about.
Wooga.
CEO Jens Benjamin. And it's not spelled Benjamin like our Benjamin Franklin, but still the same concept, told GamesIndustry.biz that while Google Plus is an interesting platform, Facebook is still the best place to launch a social game. You're going to be eating those words in just a few short weeks.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly what I'm thinking.
Because they haven't even released their games yet. Come on. So Facebook, you have 30% revenue shares, and Google, it's initially at least just 5%. But to me, all this discussion about the revenue sharing is going a little bit in the wrong direction. He says to me, it's not about what the price of the pie is for me and what's for the platform provider, or really about how big the pie is that you can create. He was also keen to point out the benefits of massive social networking platform where Wooga publishes 7 games, including the popular Bubble Island, which I refuse to play, and Diamond Dash, which I also refuse to play. I don't think the 30% Facebook share is an issue, he argued. So the whole Facebook platform is free. You've got tons of communication channels. You've got lots of viral communication to users. It's an amazing platform. And you have traffic that's worth millions of dollars. And you get all that for free. And only when you're successful do you pay your 30% revenue share. So it's fair. Wooga has launched 3 games on Google Plus, Bubble Island, Monster Roll, and Diamond Dash, which I will not be playing on Google Plus either. He says, we think Google Plus is interesting, and we thought we'd give it a try. We're curious to see how it develops, but we remain very, very committed to Facebook. We will not slow down there. Here's the thing. Guy, we all know when it's viral, it is like a virus. It uses up the resources, and it moves. And the it I'm referring to is us people. People, as soon as Google actually settles down, and whatever they're going to do with this platform, because they're not even close to being finished, people are going to flock to it, and Facebook may possibly die. So you can remain committed, much like Mafia Wars were saying, we will never leave MySpace. And, you know, they got over to Facebook a little late, and somebody had created a couple of different versions that were like Mafia Wars. Remember? So, You don't hear much about Mafia Wars anymore. You have a couple people that are, you know, still in love with it, but very few. So you can't, you probably just shouldn't have done this interview. Just be quiet and wait and watch. That's what the rest of us do. Just watch. Why would you open your mouth? Nobody cares anyway. Nobody's playing your game anyway. That was mean.
That was so mean. That was so awesome, though.
I enjoyed it. I'm a mean chick.
Imagine that. She enjoyed it.
I did. I enjoyed it immensely. It made me smile and go all bubbly inside. Pun intended.
Corey, I love you. You're hilarious.
All right, what you got?
I apparently lost my story, so I'm going to grab another one. Because, you know, I'm all kinds of talented like that. All right. Oh, that's where we go. I found it. All right, Game Talk. I don't know if y'all got any of that. Let me try again. GamePolitics.com this morning. EA's Origin EULA hides data mining clause.
Uh-oh. Really?
Uh-huh.
Come on.
Yep. As reported by Rock Paper Shotgun and some astute escapist forum users, have noticed an interesting clause in EA's Origin end-user license agreement that basically gives the company carte blanche to collect and use data from your PC. From Section 2 of the EULA, number 2, consent to collection and use of data. You agree that EA may collect, use, store, and transmit technical and related information that identifies your computer, including the Internet Protocol address, operating system, application usage, including but not limited to the successful installation and or removal, software usage, and peripheral hardware that may be gathered periodically to facilitate the provision of software updates, dynamically served content, product support, and other services to you, including online services. EA may also use this information combined with personal information for marketing purposes and to improve our products and services. We may also share that data with our third-party service providers in a form that does not personally identify you. If you do not want EA to collect, use, store, transmit, or display the data described in this section, please do not install or use the application. This and all other data provided to EA and or collected by EA in connection with your installation and use of this application is collected, used, stored, and transmitted in accordance with EA's privacy policy located at www.ea.com. To the extent that anything in this section conflicts with the terms of EA's privacy policy, the terms of the privacy policy shall control. As Rock, Paper, Scissors, John Walker notes, Steam's privacy statement certainly has something to say about this right to collect and data to collect data as well. Steam's privacy policy says, store information on a user's hard drive that is used in conjunction with online play of Valve products. This includes a unique authorization key or CD key that is either entered by the user or downloaded automatically during product registration. This authorization key is used to identify a user as valid and allow access to Valve's products. Information regarding Steam billing, your Steam account, your internet connection, and Valve software installed on your computer are uploaded to the server in connection with your use of Steam and Valve software. Steam also reserves the right to use, at its discretion, information related to what you do on their service. Right, so Steam, number 7, user-generated information says, user-generated information means any information made available to other users through your use of multi-user features of Steam and of Steam or to Valve through your use of the software. User-generated information may include, but is not limited to, chat, forum posts, screen names, I'm going to lose my voice, game selections, player performances, usage data, suggestions about Valve products or services, and error notifications, subject to the Valve privacy policy referenced in Section 1 above as applicable. I cannot talk. You expressly grant Valve the complete and irrevocable right to use, reproduce, modify, create a derivative, works from, distribute, transmit, broadcast, and otherwise communicate and publicly display and perform the user-generated information and derivative works thereof in any form, anywhere with or without attribution to you and without any notice or compensation to you of any kind. All right, you should not read one of those and scroll at the same time. You lose your spot. All right, so the difference between what Steam claims it can collect for data and what Origin wants to collect is remarkably different. EA isn't just data mining stuff related to Origin. It's claiming the right to gather information on your PC and do with it what it likes. EA has not publicly responded to this story. And do you think they will? They might. I don't know. Think they're going to try to deny it? Say, oh, no, we didn't mean it that way?
Well, here's what I think.
EA is the devil and Origin is horrible. And will not
here's
be on
the,
my...
Here's the thing. Here's the catch-22. They say, if you don't like it, don't use our service. You have no choice but to use their service because they're doing the DRM thing, especially with, you all guessed it, The Sims.
Yeah, guess who's not going to be playing The Sims? Unless I get another computer and just have that on there and that's it.
EA, they're going to have to fix this. This is the one step too far. And I'm actually going to inflame it because in a minute I'm going to go on Facebook and tell the 7,000 people that visit the SimWatch list, did you know that EA is watching everything you do, by the way?
EA, you are not Big Brother. Go away.
They only have 99 people that are a member of the group, but they have about 7,000 people that have visited the SimWatch page since they decided to migrate from the Gmail list or whatever, Google list that they used to have back in the day. You know, remember, you used to have a list. They've migrated to Facebook since. And, yeah, that's a lot of people that are going to see that. I'm going to put that up in just a minute. Actually, it probably already went up because I just Twittered it. But, really, EA, you are out of control. That is a step too far, way too far. You don't need to be all up in people's PC looking at this stuff.
No, I don't want you looking at my porn.
Wow.
I just killed Corey.
I'm done for today. Thank you, state. Hello, Wisconsin. Okay. All right, so moving along because Ginger's awful. Ginger's evil, evil, evil.
I am just so innocent. I don't know what you're talking about. Can't you hear this voice? Would I ever actually look at
this? Yes,
porn?
I noticed that your halo is hanging from a horn. Sure. I just want to tell you all this.
Bring around the horn.
Yes, you do. Just so you guys know, kabam! We'll be launching the Godfather 5 family social game on Facebook. I know I scared the hell out of somebody.
Really? Really? A Godfather social? Oh.
I had to say it that way because I love the name of the company, kabam. This is Kabam. VentureBeat, of course, is reporting this morning that Kabam is going Hollywood. The hardcore Facebook game publisher is announcing today that it had a deal with Paramount to make an empire-building social game based on the Godfather Mafia films. The new game called The Godfather Five Families will debut later this fall. And why do people keep saying later this fall? It is not fall yet. I hate to tell y'all. Okay? Well, maybe it is. Did it cross in the fall?
Not quite yet.
Did it cross? Yeah. Where was I? Was I sleeping? All right. So the title is a big departure for Kabam, which was relied to date on its own original titles. But this Godfather title is going up with some very established competition. Yeah, who wrote this? Such as Zynga's Mafia Wars, which we were just talking about, Facebook. So Kabam secured an official license from Paramount Digital Entertainment, the owner of the Oscar-winning Godfather films created by Francis Ford Coppola, starting in 1972, before a lot of us were born. Electronic Arts also made two high-profile video games based on the Godfather series, but this is the first time such games will be made on Facebook, the largest social network with more than 750 million users, and about 4.8 million of those users have become fans of the Facebook Godfather page. That is why Kabam has pulled out the stops on the game, dedicating a large team to work on the title over the past 6 to 9 months, said Larry Coe, who's the general manager of... I'm getting strange looks. One of Kabam's game studios in San Francisco, an executive producer of the game, in an interview. He says, we felt... yes, Kabam. He said, we felt there was an opportunity for a true MMO on Facebook. He said, film-based video games have largely fallen out of favor with fans. Yes, they have. Although the Godfather game, I hear, was very well done. And the fans who have become tired of superhero games, and with publishers who balk at the cost of making the games and the security. Lord, can y'all, who's hyped this? Who did this? Security the license. It's supposed to be secure the license, people. Okay. The Facebook games can be made for a lot less money, and the timing for the license worked out well since Paramount was looking for a way to introduce the film to younger viewers via social networks. The Godfather theme has been overlaid on a crime family expansion game set in 1930s New York.
Anybody else hear her have this accent as she's talking about the Godfather?
Did I say the Godfather? Yeah. I'm sorry. I have been hanging out with some people up around that way in Second Life, yeah. Two of my girls. I'm not going to say your names on air. I know y'all want me to, but I'm not. So anyway, my guys that live near the harbor. Okay, so so it said New York City with art that accurately depicts the period in history. And if you go over to VentureBeat, you can actually see screenshots. We don't have any people in with Kabam yet, but we will by the end of the day. So maybe we'll get you some good screenshots. The browser-based online multiplayer game is set in the Prohibition era. And for those of you who don't know your history, that's when alcohol was illegal, much like, you know, drugs are now. Preceding the time of film, so there was no movies, The Godfather ranked number 2 on the American Film Institute's list, 100 years, 100 movies. The films won 9 Academy Awards, including 2 for Best Picture. Since we want this game to be very authentic, Ko, who previously worked on the Godfather games at EA, the devil, we're taking our players back to the 1930s New York. Kabam is a good company to undertake this because it has great success reaching hardcore gamers on Facebook with other empire-building games such as Glory of Rome, which I do like, I'm sorry to say, Global Warfare, Dragons of Atlantis, and Edgewood. Kabam's audience is under 10 million users, but those players tend to spend a lot of money on virtual goods and games. About 90% of the players play 6 or 7 days a week, with an average session time lasting 4 hours. That don't sound very casual to me, people.
No, that's pretty hardcore.
You can go over to VentureBeat, tell them that we sent you, and they actually have a beta registration link, which I'm going to sign up. So you probably, those of you who are stalking me on Facebook will see me and say, Corey is playing Godfather game. Oh, Lord.
Maybe I'll have to come check that one out. That one sounds a lot more fun than The Sims.
It actually is very, it's beautiful. The screenshots are beautiful. I don't know if they're, you know, if they're just static. So you know how they like to do with the Facebook game. They show you, some of them are obviously static. One of the pictures I know is being used on the AMC channel when they had the Godfather week or Mafia week a couple of weeks ago. So I know that one is static because, you know, theirs was static. But the view that's supposed to be the game is gorgeous. I'm signing up right now. I don't know y'all.
Don't know y'all. That's amusing.
No, we may try to do some, you know, some something, a little something, something with them.
A little something. Yeah.
Maybe you guys can join our family. I don't know how that's going to work. We'll make Blaster the Dawn, though.
Is Blaster going to be the Dawn? Aww.
Blaster has to be the Dawn. The Dawn.
Dawn. Damn. Dawn.
New word. Right. Word.
All right. So, domination is your goal. Oh, wow.
We are out of order, and it's too early.
It is way too early. All right, so domination is your goal. Words are your weapons. A vast vocabulary and quick wits will help players square off in a war of words.
A vast.
Yes. you're a naughty witch. All right, so UTV Ignition Games, together with developer Dinky, is pleased to announce the release of Coral on iOS devices. Coral is a word game, which combines the need for quick thinking, dictionary smarts, and a lot of guile. Whether you choose speed and fast reactions or slow, methodical planning, the key to success is in the player's control. Coral takes place on islands where 2, 3, or 4 forces battle for total control of each island, which is split into territories. The aim of the game is simply to take over all the territories. Success is achieved by creating the best scoring word from a selection of letters, each with a designated value. The length of the word you can make depends on how many troops you have on each territory. In the case of a tie, whoever made the word fastest is the victor. Deciding whether to attack, defend, retreat, transfer troops around, or reinforce your armies, while successfully winning the ongoing word challenges, will win the day. Coral features 9 fiendish artificial players.
Wow, watch your mouth, watch your mouth.
Yeah, all of whom have unique personalities and play styles. Rex is methodical and plays great words, but takes his time, so is vulnerable to trigger-finger players like Caprice, who she's not so good at vocabulary. Malik is a great all-arounder, but too many times he is bent on revenge and lets his pride cloud his judgment. Kaylee is an all-around genius and should be challenged by expert players only. And Dwayne is a simpleton. Yeah, because you always know. You need one of those. Got to keep one of those in your friend's list at all times.
Remind me to tell you about mine yesterday. Wow.
Very nice. All right. So Coral Deluxe is available now for $4.99 USA. There's a whole bunch of other prices, $2.99 GBP, Euro is $3.99, Australia is $5.49 from the iTunes App Store. And this universal app functions on any iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch, or iPad operating system of any version above 3.1.2. A trial version of Coral is also available. All right, people, don't you be dinging me during the show. A trial version of Coral is also available for those eager to sample its uniquely brain-boggling strategy. But this free sample only offers limited gameplay options. Oh, hey, my bad. It was Apple trying to update software.
She was like, somebody about to get cut.
Y'all going to cut? Same. It ain't even going to be funny.
See? Ginger's mean. Y'all didn't know. Mm-hmm. Well, Ginger, I don't know about you, but when I woke up this morning, I had a hankering for two things. I wanted some eggs, and I wanted to make some pottery. Luckily, and
eggs and pottery, yum.
Luckily, I had eggs in the house, but I didn't have any pottery. However, when I came in to do the news, Infinite Dreams, award-winning games publisher, announced the release of Let's Create Pottery for the Nintendo DSi handheld system. It's the first video game on Nintendo DSi produced by Infinite Dreams, which is available for download at the Nintendo DSi shop. Now, one of the most innovative apps on iOS and Android devices is finally spinning its way onto the DSi. Where is service? Apple, y'all better watch it. Y'all lost Steve Jobs and your games are leaving from your app store. It's doing the reverse. Instead of coming to the app store, it's leaving to go to the DS. I'm just saying. And it offers high-resolution, eye-catching, gorgeous 3D graphics, intuitive and fun control system, and tons of relaxing moments. The game is available for download in North America. Okay. Later this year, Let's Create Pottery will hit European markets as well. It's rated E for everyone, so kids can play, although I don't know any kids that would want to make pottery, but maybe yours wants to make, I don't know. So it's supposed to be family-friendly, offering a fun experience to all. You can become a true artist and create one-of-a-kind pottery items, throw the clay on the wheel, release all your artistic talents, and take benefit of dozens of materials available in order to create your own design. Even when you glaze and fire your very first pot, you'll feel accomplished and relaxed, as pottery is the best way to relieve your everyday stress and find your inner peace. An amazing, therapeutic, and uplifting experience you can enjoy with your family and friends. Because I don't know about you, we love doing pottery. We sit around, we get drinks, we make virtual pottery. That's what we do.
Was I not invited to these parties?
Nobody was invited to these parties.
Never invited to these parties.
That's okay. I know, it gets wild. You know, sometimes we create the pottery that's shaped like a woman. Okay. Okay, so it's...
as long as it's all shaped like...
Some of them are shaped like men, too. It's worth pointing out that Let's Create Pottery was number one in the app and entertainment category of the App Store in at least 50 countries, including here in the United States and in the UK, Japan, and China. And up till the time of this release, it was downloaded over 2 million times. Mm. But you can, if you want to, you like to learn pottery, I'm not going to say anything. I mean, I'm teasing, but more than likely, this is probably a game that I'd sit down and start playing just for the sheer fact of it's something to occupy my mind while I think about other things. You know, kind of you need a white noise. I need white gaming going on, something I don't have to pay attention to while I think about other things. So maybe. But it's $4.99 if you have a DSi or DSi XL, 500 DSi points. Those of you who are lucky enough to have a 3DS can get it from the Nintendo eShop for $4.99 if you don't have any points. And, yes, there are screenshots and trailers up on the site. I have not hit the save button, but just breathe. It's coming. Breathe, they're coming.
All right. Ooh. All right, I've got several stories that tend to run together here, but I think I'll just go one at a time. And maybe I'll do two. All right.
Ooh. Wow.
GamePolitics.com this morning. GameStop deprives customers of free online Deus Ex Human Revolution content.
I saw that.
Mm-hmm. Yesterday, it was revealed that cloud gaming service OnLive and Square Enix had teamed up for a special promotion that would give consumers that bought a retail copy of Deus Ex Human Revolution for PC a free OnLive version of the game as well. Oh, sorry. Of the game. Well, apparently retailer GameStop was not interested in participating in the promotion. The retailer took steps to make sure its customers did not get an online version of the game, and they did it without telling them.
Oh, I would go and return my stuff.
Uh-huh. GameSpy offers a report saying that a number of GameStop customers contacted them outraged at what the retailer had done. From the GameSpy article, it says, "We received reports from a handful of GameStop customers claiming that their new PC box copies of DXHR were opened and the online codes were missing."
They opened them?
They opened them.
Oh, this is going to get ugly real quick. Oh, that is not cute.
That is not at all. We also received evidence from an anonymous tipster suggesting that it was GameStop management that had made the decision to physically remove the online codes from its PC copies of the game. A photo of an internal memo shows that, allegedly, GameStop management instructed its employees to remove the online codes. It reads in part, "Please immediately remove and discard the online coupon from all regular PC versions of Deus Ex Human Revolution. Our desire is not to have this coupon go to any customers after this announcement." GameStop Public Relations Representative Beth Sharam commented on the story to GameSpy in an email confirming that GameStop was, in fact, removing the coupon.
I can't believe they did that.
All right, so Beth Sharam says, "Square Enix packed the competitor's coupon with our DXHR product without our prior knowledge, and we did pull and discard these coupons." OnLive had no comment on the story, but does say they were aware of it. Oh, not good. Oh, my God.
And that's why, people, you should shop at Play and Trade.
Mm-hmm.
You never hear this kind of thing going on at Play and Trade. See, guys, I remembered you this morning.
I cannot. Wow. Oh, it just got worse, though.
Oh,
we're not even done. There is.
Oof.
GameStop pulls Deus Ex Human Revolution for PC from stores. Oh, yeah. All right. So the update is, Square Enix has acquiesced to GameStop, issuing an official statement apologizing for the inclusion of a third-party coupon without informing the retailer about it prior to the game's retail release. The news comes from an updated report on Giant Bomb. Square Enix issued the following statement. As part of Deus Ex Human Revolution's boxed offering on PC, Square Enix included a third-party coupon. GameStop was not made aware of this inclusion, and Square Enix respects the right of the GameStop to have final say over the contents of products, sales, and to adjust them where they see fit in accordance with their policies. Square Enix invites gamers who want to purchase the PC version of Deus Ex Human Revolution without additional coupons to buy the game at any one of over 4,000 GameStop stores in North America or purchase a digital download copy from GameStop.com. Of course, Square Enix can't take the blame for open copies of the game being sold to consumers as new products at GameStop today.
No, but that is, you've already tampered with the product. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Let's just say, hypothetically, somebody crazy comes and says, you know, my game is broken, it doesn't work, I'm trying to return it, and it was already open. And who's to say they aren't right? You have no right to open
those
boxes.
No. Mm-mm.
They don't even belong to you when you took possession. Until the customer buys them, they still belong to the company. If anything, why don't you just send them back if you were
exactly.
an objection? So you wanted to make the money, but you didn't want – oh. Ooh. Mm-mm.
Yeah. And the report goes on to say, of course, Square Enix can't take the blame for open copies of the game being sold to consumers as new products at GameStop today. That may not seem like a big deal to some, but it still sucks that GameStop basically stole $50 value from consumers over a service they haven't even that they haven't even officially launched yet. You know what, GameStop? Y'all suck. I don't like y'all anyways.
That was horrific.
Y'all ignore me half the time. I'm going there anyway, so meh.
See, and what I just Twittered was GameStop pulls Deus Ex from Charles at Play and Trade takes over the world. Well, that's what's coming. Sorry, people. Mm, that is sad. GameStop, y'all are becoming EA.
Mm-hmm.
I think too many of you don't know what your lane is. If you sell games, you stay in that lane. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. wait a minute, is it time? I checked time for the news. All right, so I was looking over that too. Ooh, delicious story, delicious. All right, so more 3DS news.
More
3DS news. I have to wait for the page load. You know, Firefox is becoming Internet Explorer for some odd reason. All right, so Japanese 3DS sales are half following the price cut. The 3DS sold 105,639 units in the week following its price cut, and that's what Andrea Sung is reporting. In the week running from August 15th through the 21st, Nintendo's handheld outsold every other hardware format combined. Did I not tell you, people?
You did tell us something like this was going to happen.
However, the bad news is that this still marks a significant drop in the performance from the previous week, where it sold 196,000 units. The PlayStation 3's 5,000 yen price cut also took effect last week, but the system experienced a relatively small increase in sales from 20,000 to 29,000 units. Earlier this week, Nintendo confirmed that it would hold a press conference for media investors and analysts on September 13th, just before the start of the consumer-focused Tokyo Game Show, which I have no desire to go to. I love me some Asian people, but I cannot go to your country. I'm not ready. That's a culture shock I'm not ready for. However, rumors surrounding the announcement indicated that the focus of the conference will be a redesign of the 3DS hardware. People, y'all know, y'all cannot. You know who Nintendo is. I don't care if you don't like the 3DS. We all know what they're capable of. And this one sentence in this really stands out to me. It outsold every other hardware format combined. Even if you were angry about it before, the people have gotten over it. They're buying them, and they're still, they came back, and they're kicking ass again. So I told y'all before September, you got till September 13th to get your paper together, paper being money, and go and buy yourself some stock. I advise you to do so. After they announce a redesign, and if it stays the same, my God, it's day. I say we all go shopping for Manolos. Anyway.
Right. Actually, I got to grab a story. Okay.
Short one.
I got one. No, that's fine. That's fine. I was posting something, so I'd moved away from the one I was going to do next. All right, so Wickedly, Massively, and Raptor Partner for Bounty Hounds Online Contest. Nox headsets and other goodies at stake just for playing the popular free-to-play MMORPG. All right, so Wicked Interactive, Massively, and Raptor, the leading social network for gamers, today announced three special events for the popular sci-fi combat RPG Bounty Hounds Online. The three events, running from August 22nd through September 5th, 2011, will provide players with a plethora of opportunities to win gaming prizes, including Razer mice and keyboard, as well as Nox headsets. All right, there is a link, but I'm not going to give it to you because it's incredibly flipping long. You can go to GamingHX.com and click on it. It's already up. All right, so currently in its closed beta, Bounty Hounds Online is a highly anticipated free-to-play MMORPG sequel to Namco Bandai's Bounty Hounds. Ruby Bayer, Massively Community Manager, says, "We are looking forward to what looks to be a great contest. Bounty Hounds Online's unique approach to various gameplay systems like gear and pets promises a lot of fun and even in closed beta." John Lee, VP of Marketing at Raptor, says, "These events build loyalty and encourage players to come back because the most dedicated are rewarded for playing the game they love. Wicked Interactive, one of our valued free-to-play partners, is able to take full advantage of Raptor's features, including tracking gameplay hours, engaging with core players, and increasing awareness of for the game among the 9 million strong Raptor community."
I love how you do the gibberish in the news voice too. It's cute.
What do we need to know about Bounty Hounds? Bounty Hounds Online is a sci-fi MMORPG where players take command of their own mercenary in multiple worlds and environments. Players can select up to 5 different mercenary class types: the capable trooper, the deadly agent, the supportive bioengineer, the destructive artillery, and the eccentric scientist. Assisting the player is the CTU, or Combat Tactical Unit, which is a robotic pet capable of transforming into a combat mech in case things get tough. Oh, that sounds cute. All right. Players also have to choose which which mercenary company they are aligned with. Although all the mercenary groups are working towards the same goal, they are still separate entities, and so a few conflicts between its operatives may arise. PvP between mercenaries or whole groups of them are possible, as well as forming specific groups called wolf packs, which allow you to further further lay claim to your fame and glory. All right, so again, you want to check all this out? Oh, it's a Suba Games one, too. Oh, I got to play this because I love me some Suba Games.
We are out of order.
Yes. All right, so if you want the link, you want to check out the, I think I may have even put up a trailer. I'm not for certain. Anyways, head over to GameAndAtrix.com.
All right. Well, I'm very happy. As you all know, it's harvest season, right?
Oh, no. Oh, no. Is it that time again?
It's harvest moon season.
Oh, no. I'm going to lose my quarry.
Yes. All right. Wait a minute. I got hot news I got to share with you first from the Redbox people. A minute. All right. So those of you who, and I do still have your story about Redbox. I've not forgotten. Tonight, apparently, is America's Movie Night. You can get a free one-day DVD rental, valid till midnight tonight. But if you're not signed up for updates, of course, you have to use the little link they give you. So those of you who have Redbox, turn on those alerts on your cell phone. You get some good deals on occasion. Free movie night, and then if you need to watch it again tomorrow, it's just $2. Okay. So
you know
anyway.
What else is tonight?
What?
Our show.
Did you like that dramatic pause?
Yes, I did.
All right.
They don't want to watch movies. They want to come listen to us.
Yes, you do want to watch movies where we're in it.
See, she says snow corrupted me, but we all know it was Corey.
I have no idea what you all are talking about. Anyway, it's harvest season. So, apparently, Natsume, the worldwide developer and publisher of family-oriented video games, announced today that Harvest Moon, The Tale of Two Towns, has gone gold and will be released for the Nintendo DS. Yes, all platforms, on September 20th. I'm so excited. Harvest Moon, The Tale of Two Towns, is also set to launch on the 3DS with some exciting new features. The release date for that one will be announced shortly, so unfortunately will not be on the 20th. But I'm sure you'll be able to play the original version if you want to buy two of them. I'm pretty sure you will be. They're saying Harvest Moon, The Tale of Two Towns, is one of the most unique Harvest Moon titles we've ever released. He said for the first time, players will get to choose what town they want to live in. There are also other great new features, such as the ability to raise adorable alpacas. I don't know what alpacas are, but they sound adorable.
Alpacas?
Oh, maybe that's what it is. I may be saying it wrong.
Alpacas. They look like llamas.
I get to raise alpacas. You know, that is the word. I'm sorry. Okay, so Konoha and Bluebell villages were once the friendliest of neighbors. Then a huge dispute erupted between them over all things food. Both towns were certain
that it's going to be a boy and a girl.
Well,
star-crossed lovers.
Of course, that's coming. Both towns were certain that their cooking was the best in the world. This feud has transformed these happy neighbors into bitter rivals. And as a new farmer to the area, you, the player, choose which village to live in. So you pick a side. You're either Team Konohana or Team Bluebell. Making those t-shirts. Will it be Eastern-style Konoha with its abundant fields of crops? Or the animal-loving European-style Bluebell? I don't know. I think I'm going with Bluebell. Players will pick a home, build a thriving farm, and compete in a huge variety of festivals. If they develop their skills enough, they might even find a way to bring these two towns together once again. As a bonus, you players who pre-order the game can still receive limited edition collectible plush alpacas from participating retailers such as GameStop. Hurry and place your order before they're gone.
I'm sorry. Who's that from?
GameStop. All right, and it's time for us to go into a break. So make sure you go and you check them out. They're on Facebook. And I will be playing. You know there's some multiplayer capabilities with the DS. So if you would like to play with me once you get your copy, email me your friend code. I'll play with you. GameAndAtrix, Corey, GameAndAtrix.com. I'll be happy to play. Come in and stomp on your cabbages. All right.
I'll be happy to come in and stomp on your cabbages.
I do. You don't want to let me play your Animal Crossing. No, really, I will stomp on cabbages if I can. I was good for killing people's flowers in Animal Crossing. They'd invite me to their town, and then they go in their house to get something for me. I'd kick all their flowers so they were just gone, especially if they had prettier flowers than me.
Wow.
All right, guys, you know where to find us.
Hopefully in the new spam God Pod game.
Yes. Oh, can't wait to play that one.
I just signed up.
Maybe I should be the Don. Is there a female version of the Don? The Donita. You know you'd be better at it. This is going to be my theme song. Guys, we will see you after our short break, non-streaming. And, of course, if you don't want to miss the after the break, you should. You can catch us later on tonight. Live. And we have returned.
We have returned.
Now, let me tell you more about Harvest Moon. No, I'm kidding. I am so excited. And they have perfect timing. It is actually harvest season, and it's going to be all cold. And as y'all know, I keep my house like the Arctic Circle, so it's cold in here now. So nice. Oh, I'm sorry. I got all caught up. I was imagining playing Harvest Moon and making stuff that I owe my lovely people here at Game of Nature.
On people's cabbages.
I won't stomp on your cabbages if you don't stomp on my cabbages.
Janger. No, I won't stomp on your cabbages.
You lie. You've been dying to stomp on my cabbages.
No, I'm that person that you'll ask to water your garden while you're, you know, on vacation. You'll come back and be dead and you'll be like, what happened? I forgot.
I did do that one day. I left my town open on my DS. And see, Ginger doesn't have a DS yet. We're trying to get her to get one. But in Animal Crossing, you can leave your what's called your gates open, which means anybody that has your friend code can come into your town, even when you're not sitting there. And I left my gates open, and I came back, and somebody had stole all my pretty – I had some weird color flowers I had bred and took some stuff I left on the ground and – shook down all my trees. I had no more fruit on them and cut down half my forest. And I don't know who it was, but if I find you, I'm killing you. And then I went to the gates and I asked the little dog who came through here. And he was like, nobody recently. Look, you're supposed to be guarding the gates. You don't know.
Somebody came through here.
Somebody was here.
Oh, wow.
I had to start my game over so I could erase my list because I had a great many people. I don't know which one of you did it.
Oh, no. All right. We got more GameStop news.
Uh-oh.
Uh-huh. All right. I'm pulling this from GamePolitics.com this morning. Attorney Mark Macintas on GameStop online fiasco. Wired's Game Life taps into the legal expertise of attorney Mark Macintas to determine if GameStop might face legal action for removing online coupons from PC detailed copies of Q6 Human Revolution.
Delicious. I'm sorry.
Yes.
My mouth is literally watering when you say that.
Naturally, there may be some unforeseen issues at play here that could affect whether Square Enix could sue the top games retailer. Like if both companies have an existing agreement or contract that bars Square Enix from including deals from GameStop's direct competitors. That's doubtful considering...
None.
Huh?
There is none. They lie.
Yeah. They say that's doubtful considering that GameStop allows games that include Steamworks or the Steam client on disk. Steam is clearly a direct competitor to GameStop's Impulse digital distribution platform. Here's what Bethinitis thinks about that. Existing contracts between GameStop and Square may have barred this kind of promotion, and so GameStop may actually be justified in their action if Square is in breach of some promotion marketing agreement. Mathenitis also said that GameStop's actions related to OnLive probably did not violate consumers' rights, and even though consumers could sue the company for deceptive trade practices or fraudulent advertising, they wouldn't have much of a case because the coupon wasn't advertised on the game's packaging. Mathenitis closes by saying that some of GameStop's policies might have violated Federal Trade Commission policy. One in particular is an employee rental plan that lets employees rent brand new games. The problem is that these rented titles are brought back to the store and sold as new products for full price.
Ooh. Yes, I've been knowing they've been doing that for some time.
That's not cool. This practice has been going on for several years and was the subject of a class action lawsuit against the company, which inevitably failed. Game Life contacted the Federal Trade Commission for comment and got the following response. The FTC Act prohibits unfair and deceptive business practices, an FTC representative told Wired.com. So if a company misrepresents that a product is new and doesn't make adequate disclosures that it has been opened or used, then that could be considered deceptive. You know what? I hope somebody does go and push this, and I sincerely hope GameStop gets their pee-pee smacked.
Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm.
With a ruler.
Mm-hmm. Well, moving along. All right.
Yes, Ms. Coy?
I'm moving along. Okay, you people that like HeroClix, remember those little things?
No.
The little, okay, well, HeroClix makes little figurines and stuff that have to do with video games. They create licensed collectibles, game creator. Well, let me just tell you the story. So apparently HeroClix, the leading licensed collectibles maker, game creator, and National Entertainment Collectibles Association have teamed up along with WizKids, who's a North Carolina-based developer, and Icarus Studios, who makes our favorite game, Fallen Earth, today released a State of the Game address for HeroClix Online, which is a digital transliteration of the board-based game. Currently in beta, the State of the Game reveals upcoming content for the features for HeroClix Online. Did you know they were making this game?
Mm-mm. No, I didn't.
They're saying it's been a few busy months as we gear for the official launch of HeroClix Online, and we'd like to take a moment to update the community on the state of the HGO and upcoming development. New content and features, including additional superhero and supervillain collections from the Marvel Entertainment's vast universe, Infinity Challenge figures, a new map, revamped lobby UI, and rolling tournaments are all on the horizon. The full State of the Game address can be found on their website, which is a very long link that we will post for you on the website. Well, not so much. ATO.HeroClix.com is their website, but it's on their State of the Game is on their forum. This shall be interesting.
It shall be. It shall be very interesting.
You know, I'm concerned that this press release came from North Carolina, which is where the Icarus Studios is located. You guys be careful up that way. We actually like y'all. Please don't get blown away by the hurricane. Please, no.
No. Do not get blown away. We want to keep y'all around. We like y'all.
We love you. And that was a short one, if I may, Miss Ginger. I had to do that because it came in the news. I'm sorry. All right. Yes.
Wow.
All right. There's more juiciness.
Oh, yeah?
There's juiciness. More people. I don't know if this is going to be a fight or not, but it has potential to be. Valve is saying that they want Counter-Strike Steamworks integration on XBL. Valve's boss Gabe Newell wants Steamworks integration built into the Xbox version of Counter-Strike Global Offensive, but has said that Microsoft must relax its restrictions on the service first. Steamworks integration, including PC, PS3 cross-platform play, was included in the PS3 version of Valve's last game, Portal 2, which is absolutely effing awesome, but was absent from the Xbox version, which I'm upset about. I got people on PS3 that I want to play with, and I spend most of my time on my Xbox. Newell believes that the Microsoft's acceptance of Steamworks is vital to achieve platform parity with future Valve games, since we certainly can deliver a lot of value to customers to the degree to which we have those capabilities. And this is what Newell told Eurogamer. To the PS3, obviously we made a lot more progress with that. The PS3 customers of Portal 2 are going to start to see the benefits of that with the Portal 2 DLC coming out in September. So we'd really like to be able to do that for the Xbox customers as well. Whilst the initial debut of Steam on console was marred by the hacking scandal, which brought the PlayStation Network to its
hacking
knees.
Scandal? You know, I don't think I remember hearing anything about a hacking scandal, no.
The hacking scandal that brought the PlayStation Network to its knees on the day of Portal 2's release. Sad. Google is confident that it improves customer experience. So the main thing is having Microsoft get comfortable with it and let us do it. Newell explained, right now there's a huge amount of updates and free content we've been able to deliver to people who have the orange box that we haven't been able to deliver to Xbox because of the restrictions that have been placed on us on Xbox Live. We'd love to see those relax. Other developers on the PS3 are starting to benefit from Sony's more open approach. Hopefully that will help Microsoft see that it's a good strategy for making customers happy, that the barbarians won't tear down the walls of Xbox and turn it into some chaotic wasteland. One possible motivation for Valve is trying to engage customers with its fledgling microtransaction store powered by the proprietary Steam Wallet.
It is this system which Valve has been using to monetize the now free-to-play Team Fortress 2 on PC, allowing player trading and store-bought purchases. Whether the company has a similar model in mind for Counter-Strike is unclear, but Sony has already set a precedent for free-to-play titles with its exclusive EVE Online tie-in from CCP Dust514, which I will be going back to download here in a few minutes. Let's just say that with Sony, at least they have the policies to allow us to build the game the way we want. This is what CCP CTO Haldor Fanar told E3 back in June. That is one of the reasons why we've gone with PSN. Sony allows us to use our systems. Microsoft has Xbox Live. They're very strict on that. There are a lot of issues we've run into. Maybe a basic thing people don't realize, but with Dust on EVE on Sony's network, we can allow them to chat together. Voice chat, text chat, that's all one world, which is kind of hot. One of the reasons for the partnership with Sony is because they're opening up new ways to do things. We're going to be managing most of it. We're using PlayStation just for credentials, stuff like that. Then it's all our stuff. With our agreement with Sony, they seem to be fine with our three-month expansion cycle. They've been looking at the MMO space for a while, trying to understand why something like that still hasn't happened on console. They're coming to terms with it. There are certain things they have to relax just to allow these things to function. Of course, Counter-Strike Global Offensive will be playable for the first time in Europe at Eurogamer Expo, which takes place at the end of September of this year in Earl's Court in London, which we keep telling you about, 22nd to the 25th. Xbox, you're killing us.
Mm-hmm.
Really,
again,
you are.
Again and again, you're stabbing us. It's not very nice.
I got to tell you. Now, I got some nice TV in the back with a PlayStation, but the one for where the Xbox is, it is lovely. Can you imagine flying through space on that ginormous TV?
Oh.
And it's cold, and I got my blanket and my hot chocolate and my headset on, and I'm yelling at people, bitch, move.
Oh. See, she knows how to talk geeky to me.
It's in HD. It's so
That's
lovely.
Hot.
It's lovely. Come on, Xbox. Get with it. You know, I find ironic that they are having all these problems with developers, and then they have the Xbox indie channel where they're just letting it run rampant. That's the Wild West there. Yeah. Xbox, come on now.
Yes, yes.
Do I have to flash the fluffy cakes at somebody?
Oh, yes, please do.
I didn't say you. Xbox.
Oh, come on.
Xbox. All right.
I've not seen them. Everybody else has seen them. I want to see them.
What do you mean everybody else has seen them?
I'm going to get cut after the show.
We got 2 minutes. You do your news story. You're getting cut now. Go do your news. You do your last story. We're out of here.
All right. Let the Rift half birthday celebration commence.
Yay!
Gaming rigs, video cards, and game time up for grabs. All right. So they say put on your party hats, log in, and help Trion celebrate 6 months of Rift. Today marks the beginning of a week-long half-birthday celebration commemorating six fantastic months of the wildly successful MMORPG. Through August 31st, subscribers will be treated to substantial in-game bonuses, including extra XP, PvP prestige and favor, and a special surprise birthday gift. Participants also have the chance to win one of three gaming desktops, NVIDIA GTX 460 video cards, and 6 months of game time by participating in the following contest running throughout the week. Ace of Achievements. Accomplish as many achievements as possible August 25th through the 31st for the chance to win big. Birthday Bake Off. Dust off that cake tin and get cracking on an epic confectionery creation. Submit pictures via Facebook and the official forums of your most Rift-acular birthday cake.
Oh, my God. Should it have tentacles and squids coming out the top? There we go.
Oh, yuck. All right, so screenshot savant. Submit a screenshot of your character celebrating Rift's half birthday in the least appropriate spot or fashion for a party in Talara. He or she who parties the hardest wins the prize. All right, so you want to see the full contest rules? There's a whole big long link that I'm not going to give you. Head over to GameMatrix.com and you can click on it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's also a trailer that's going to be going up. So, yeah, you want to head over there.
Interesting. Well, it's time for us to go.
It's that time, people.
We will see you guys later on tonight, hopefully, if I don't cut Ginger up. In which
don't
case,
cut me.
I'll be in jail. I don't know how to tell you this. But anyway, let's go for a ride, Ginger.
Oh. I don't know what's going on. stamp.
Put you in the garbage truck.
I'll take you for a ride. From a garbage truck. Oh no. I take you to the dump. Cause you're my queen. Take you uptown. I show you the sights you know you wanna ride. I'm a garbage truck. Truck, truck, truck. Well, there's a mansion inside. Drive right through.
Ginger.
Goodbye, boys and girls. Mwah.